The government may be open, but the shutdown hit federal workers hard. WHYY's Trine Nori rode along with one woman who was still delivering care packages to federal workers who are waiting for that first paycheck in more than a month.
Alora Miller is 29 and lives in Roxboro with her three children. She sells cars for a living, commuting to Union, New Jersey. When Miller heard that federal workers would not get their first January paycheck, she called her friends to organize a plan.
I do know what it feels like to not know where your next meal is going to come from or your next paycheck. Like, when a grown man is looking you in the face and he's like, I got $20 in my pocket until I don't know when, and my car is on E, and I'm hungry. Like, when a grown man says that to you, like, something has to get done.
Miller says she crowdsourced nearly $1,500 in donations during the shutdown. Friends, family, even strangers sent funds online through Cash App. She uses the money to buy food, household and personal care items. She even drives to pick up donations from people. Each care package comes with toilet paper, laundry detergent, body and dish soap.
Spaghetti sauce, noodles, tuna fish, a breakfast option like family pack of oatmeal or cereal. You get milk, bread, peanut butter and jelly. So things that can feed a family for like 3 days.
Miller says she gets referrals from direct messages on Instagram. Recently, she heard from an Internal Revenue Service worker.
Her husband just had like quadruple bypass surgery in May, so he's not working. And they have a 3-year-old son. And it's just like, there's no money coming in. So we're going to go and take her food and diapers and whatever she needs.
Miller does deliveries on Sundays and Wednesdays when she's not selling cars. On the day I met Miller, she was with her son Kevin and friend Allison Bremmy with a minivan packed with supplies.
We're just here to help without conditions. We don't ask people for IDs. We don't ask for pay stubs. We're just giving from the heart and hope that whoever's receiving has the same intentions.
Their first stop was at the Philadelphia International Airport. It's about 12:30 p.m., and there's a shift change. Several Transportation Security Administration officers are standing at employee bus stops. Miller stops the car at Terminal C. She greets lead TSA officer LaShonda Palmer with a big hug and a delivery.
I'm supposed to be meeting you.
How are you? Thank you so much. I so appreciate you.
Whatever they need, anything at all, just let us know.
I appreciate everything.
I appreciate you guys so much.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So what's next for the day?
We're going to go to the grocery store. We got about $250 to shop with, and then we're doing drop-offs. So we got 10 drop-offs. I had to confirm all of them. It is our mission, our duty, to help the members of our communities that are in need. That's it.
Trine Nuri, WHYY News.
Federal workers head back to work today, and Miller says she'll continue to support workers until they get back on their feet.